Welcome to Song Swap Showdown Quick Hit, the show where we dive into one song reviews pulled straight from the full episodes of Song Swap Showdown. Get ready for rapid fire music insights and fun all in a quick bite-sized format. Let's rock. All right, so your next song to me.
Yes.
Is a song.
I'm already.
Poo-pooed on the
you
first
You sure
time.
Did. I remember that.
So the song we're talking about.
Yes.
Is The Bangles' Eternal Flame.
So this would be, is that Close Your Eyes? Nope. Eternal Flame,
nope.
Sophia.
Nope. is that Close Your Eyes?
Very close.
Very close. The reason why you were talking before about songs inspired by Elvis, this mm-hmm. does have a little Elvis tie-in.
It does.
In the sense that The Eternal Flame, and this is according to songdrugs.com, but there is an eternal flame at the gravesite of Elvis Presley in Memphis. And that inspired the song. So in fact, spoke to Susanna Hoff. She said, I told Billy the story about this private tour of Graceland the Bangles had been given. The day we were there, we were taken out into the Garden of Memories, and there was a little box which was supposed to have a lit flame in it. It is an eternal flame. Actually, the day it was raining, so the flame was not on. So therefore not
so
an eternal,
sad.
Not an eternal flame, by the way.
So sad.
The minute it rains, it goes right out. It's supposed to be an eternal flame.
Graceland deserves better.
Graceland, look.
Yes,
let's get it together. Pay your bills. Come on.
Pay the flame.
pay the flame. So the flame wasn't on. So that led Billy to saying, "Oh, the Eternal Flame is a good title for a song." So we crafted the lyrics at Billy's house, and then we took it over to Tom's studio. I was really thrilled when I had a demo of the somewhat simple, pure melodic, almost like a lullaby that I came up with. The song is, I will say, I like the Bangles. It's mm-hmm. not my favorite Bangles song.
I know.
It's like very low on the list. It's a good song. I just never really connected with it. Like, it wasn't like the other Bengals songs that I like. And in fact, one of my favorite Bengals songs is a cover of a Simon and Garfunkel song, Hazy Shade of Winter. I love their version of that song. But I do. I like a lot of their music. I'm a Bengals fan. The song was just never low. I mean, it was never high on my list of songs. I will say it has grown on me over time. And actually, having done this show and gone back and now going back another time and researching the song again, I will say that the song has definitely moved up a notch or two for
Ooh.
Me. Now, I think everybody knows this song, right? I mean,
most people.
All right. So I'm going to play a little bit of it, the original version, but then I want to play a version of it that I think for me brings the song into more of a perspective for me. So here's the original version. This is the version that you can hear on Spotify.
Close your eyes.
It's a Close Your Eyes song.
Give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Is this burning an eternal flame?
Yeah, so everybody knows this version, then I would say, right? So that's the version that was released as a single. However, I'm going to say this. I'm going to play this because I think this is really cool. And I got to tell you, hearing this version brings the song into a better frame for me. I don't know if anybody follows her or not, but I do. And I got you following her because I said, this is great. Susanna Hoffs is on TikTok.
She is.
I love Susanna Hoffs on TikTok. Because even if you watch her very first one is like, hey guys, I'm on TikTok. I don't know what I'm supposed to do here, but I'm on TikTok. And believe me, she's figured out how to use TikTok now, which
she
is.
She sure has. And she looks fabulous.
She's 65. She looks outrageous. By the way, same age as Madonna.
Yeah. And she looks better and more natural than Madonna.
Way better than Madonna. And, if you follow her on TikTok, she does a lot of, she sings songs, she acts, she just acts great. I love what she does. But she'll do just renditions of songs. And so she did a whole acoustic version. We won't play a whole thing. You should go on TikTok and watch it. But she did a whole acoustic version of Eternal Flame. And I got to tell you, this is the version which I probably would say this is probably what she, this is like to me probably closest to that original demo version. So let's listen to a little bit of Susanna Hoffs doing Eternal Flame from her TikTok acoustically.
Close your eyes, give me a hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Or am I only dreaming? Is this burning an eternal flame. I believe it's meant to be, darling.
Mm.
Watch you when you are sleeping. You belong with me. Do you feel the same? Or am I only dreaming? Or is this earning an eternal flame? Say my name.
I want a lighter. Yeah, I mean, by the way, Susanna Hoffs, like, there you go, everybody. Mm-hmm. No studio magic, no auto tune, just her singing and a guitar. It doesn't get, I mean, mm-hmm. her voice is still phenomenal.
Yeah.
I've always loved her voice, still phenomenal. This version of the song, I really connect with this version because nothing against the original song, but, you know, the production, all that, I understand. But I love this just mm-hmm. straight up raw version of her singing the song. With no studio magic whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. I think this is phenomenal. I do. I could watch this video over and over again of her singing this song. It sounds like she's singing it to me. But
she is.
But
don't
it's,
you know?
It's a great version of the song. I just, you know how I am. And
I do.
Sometimes things, I feel like things get lost in the production. And listen, mm-hmm. it was the '80s and all that.
That was the sound.
And the song is still the song. I mean, you hear the original melody, but
yeah.
there's something about this version for me mm-hmm. that I love her voice and the singing of mm-hmm. it. And so this to me brings a new perspective of the song that I never realized that I liked before mm-hmm. until now I've heard this version.
I think the 80s version is very 80s. It is very... It's not raw, and you will always probably choose a raw version over a very filtered version any day of the week. And this delivery, it's almost like she's telling a story.
I know, exactly, right? I
where
feel like
the
she's
other,
about the...
She's singing a song. And yeah. so I can really appreciate, I mean, it's Susanna Hoff. I'm in love either version, yeah. and I think they're both exceptional. Just the delivery is completely different.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I've always had a huge crush on Susanna Hoff. So
no.
I once... I think I told the story last time, but I was young. It was the 80s still. And she was in this movie. It's a terrible movie. It's horrible. It's called The All-Nighter. And she's in it. And she plays like a college student and all that. And it's a horrible film. But I went to go see it because it was Susanna Hoffs. That's it.
I
could have been nothing. It was not a good movie, but it doesn't matter. Susanna Hoffs is in it. And that's why I was like, oh, Susanna Hoffs. Like, she's such a crush on her.
Yeah.
So, all right. So where am I giving Eternal Flame? So Eternal Flame, I have grown on this song. I can't remember what my exact rating was back in the day. But it's grown for me. It's mm-hmm. still not 100% my favorite Bengals song. There's other songs I would put up there before this one. But I love this version of the song for sure. So I'm going to do an average rating.
Okay.
I'm going to combine it, right?
Okay.
Because I think that's fair to do.
Okay.
So I would move this song up from wherever it was before. I'm going to probably just give it a 4. I think that's already better than what it was last time.
And I think it was probably like a 3 last time because it wasn't in the 2s, but it was not where I thought it should be for being such a phenomenal song.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the song was a hit. I mean, it was a number one. It's a number one song. Like, you know, I was at a different time and place when this song was when it came out.
Yeah.
And I definitely preferred their other songs more than a power ballad in 1988.
Absolutely.
But I get it, and it's but when you hear this version once again, it's a beautiful song, stripped down, love it. So, I give it a 4. And that's a wrap on this quick hit from Song Swap Showdown. Do you agree with our review of the song? We want to hear from you. Join our free Facebook group by using the link in our show notes and join the conversation. For more in-depth reviews and musical throwdowns, follow us wherever you get podcasts. So make sure you hit that follow button so that way you don't miss out on full episodes of Song Swap Showdown, your weekly musical throwdown show, available on all podcast platforms and YouTube. Remember, keep the music playing and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.